Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Michel de Montaigne. Okay? So this is what the pronunciation is, Michel de Montaigne. Now the dates of Michel de Montaigne are from 1533 to 1592. So काफी पुराने राइटर हैं and let me tell you that it was during this time that Shakespeare was also active. Even the university wits were active. So Michel de Montaigne is a contemporary of William Shakespeare. तो कितने पुराने हैं? Now he is famous for his essays and he is regarded as the father of the essay. Okay? Because in those times essay form was not well established, but he established a new literary form which was the essay. Okay? Now keep in mind that his essays were originally written in French, but later on they were translated into English. Okay? By a person called John Florio. Okay? John Florio, F-L-O-R-I-O, Florio, in the year 1603. Okay? 1603. And let me describe very briefly how a critic describes the importance of Michel de Montaigne. Quote, "Today Montaigne continues to be studied in all aspects of his text by great number of scholars and to be read by people from all corners of the earth. In an age that may seem as violent and absurd as his own, his refusal of intolerance and fanaticism and his lucid awareness of the human potential for destruction, coupled with his belief in the human capacity for self-assessment, honesty and compassion, appeal as convincingly as ever to the many who find in him a guide and a friend." Unquote. Okay? Now, if you read his essays, you'll find a lot of skepticism and self-reflection. In his essays, he also questions many accepted truths. And keep in mind that skepticism in those times was not that easy. Today, we can question everything and anything because we have a lot of freedom. But in the times of Shakespeare, it was very difficult. Along with this, also remember that the writings and the ideas of Michel de Montaigne had a great influence on philosophy, especially Western philosophy. His ideas about the relativity of knowledge and the importance of tolerance and open-mindedness continue to be relevant even today. Now, along with this, remember that Michel de Montaigne is considered as a very significant philosopher of French Renaissance. Okay? And famously, he has uttered few phrases that have become very popular. Ek to phrase hai inka, quote, "What do I know?" Unquote. Okay? What do I know? And this phrase of his expresses his skepticism. Skepticism for any accepted or conventional belief. So this is the positive part. Uske baad ek aur inka bahut hi famous phrase hai, quote, "I am myself the matter of my book." Okay? I am myself the matter of my book. So exam mein aap se pooch sakte hain that who said this statement or who has uttered this phrase. Both of them have been uttered by Michel de Montaigne. Okay? Now after that, let me tell you how this same critic describes the approach of Michel de Montaigne. Okay? Quote, "At once deeply critical of his time." Okay? At once deeply critical of his time and deeply involved in the preoccupations and its struggles, Montaigne chose to write about himself. Quote, "I am myself the matter of my book." Unquote. He says in his opening address to the reader, "In order to arrive at certain possible truths concerning man and the human condition, in a period of ideological strife and division, when all possibility of truth seemed illusory and treacherous." Unquote. So this phrase I mentioned, that "I am myself the matter of my book," ye bahut famous hai, ise aap dhyan mein rakhna. Along with this, I told you that his essays are very famous. Unme se ek essay hai, the title is Of Cannibals. Okay? Of Cannibals. C-A-N-N-I-B-A-L-S. Of Cannibals. And why this essay is important? Because when you analyze Shakespeare's play The Tempest, okay, when we talk about the character of Caliban, usually this essay by Michel de Montaigne is quoted. Okay? So remember the title of this essay, Of Cannibals. This was written by Michel de Montaigne. Or basically isme point hai kya is essay mein? He tries to say that, you know, instead of calling the inhabitants of the new world or those people who may be staying outside of Europe, instead of demeaning their humanity or instead of regarding them as uncivilized or barbarous, we should arrive at judgments using some fair and objective standards. And to everybody, something unknown seems to be uncivilized. So he is actually, Michel de Montaigne is actually questioning Europe's assessment of the new world and the civilizing mission of the European colonizers. Because ultimately, colonization of course takes place later on. But hatred of the, you know, the people of the new world or people outside of Europe, that began very early, much earlier. So this is something which Michel de Montaigne is questioning. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember that Michel de Montaigne was a contemporary of William Shakespeare. He's famous for his essays. Why? Because he's the one who established a new literary form. Okay? After that, the two important statements or phrases that I told you. First is, I am myself the matter of my book. Ek to ye hai. The next is, what do I know? Okay? What do I know? After that, also remember that his essays were first translated into English by a person called John Florio. Okay, exam mein pooch sakte hain, who translated the essays of Michel de Montaigne. It was John Florio. John Florio in 1603. Okay? After that, also remember the famous essay that he wrote, which was titled Of Cannibals. Okay? Because this is the essay that students generally quote while writing answers on questions on William Shakespeare's The Tempest. Okay?